الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر، هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are on the threshold of Zulhijjah, the last Islamic month. Today is the 22nd. So it's about a week left for Zulqa'dah, and by next Friday perhaps, or Saturday, will be Zulhijjah. With regard to this very auspicious time, first of all, these are Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months. And in the sacred months, the reward of all ibadat is increased tremendously. And we have to be very careful also that the amount of sins that we commit, the sin amount also is increased during these months. This is this month here, Zulqa'dah, which is coming to an end, about a week left, and then Zulhijjah, and then Muharram, the 3 months together. And then the month of Rajab, which comes separately. And also the great virtues of these months is that a person who keeps a roza on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during these months gets the reward of 700 years ibadat. These are very great and sacred months which we should observe. So in the same way, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the whole month is also among those sacred, that sacred time. So its value is already established that it is in Ashhur-e-Hurum. Further, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, and Allah's qasam is not like our qasam. Firstly, we are not allowed to take qasam of anything or anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Not our parents, not our peer, our sheikh, not any place also. If we take qasam, we should be very careful. Don't just take qasam on any and everything. If we do take qasam, only on the name of Allah. Allah, however, takes qasam of all His great creations. And on what Allah takes qasam, those things are very, very great. So yeah, in this ayat, the beginning ayat of Surah Fajr, Allah says, "Wal Fajr." Allah takes qasam of the time of Fajr. So Fajr, that is a very valuable, that Allah has taken qasam on that. The same way, Wal Asr, in another surah, Wal Asr. So Fajr namaz, all namazes, we should be very, very particular. They are so valuable that Allah has taken qasam upon them. We should not be neglectful. Many of us, with our Fajr particularly, we are neglectful. And we should try and perform all our namazes with all their requisites properly, correctly. They are so important, Allah takes qasam upon them. Then, wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Then Allah takes qasam of the 10 nights. Wa layalin ashr. The 10 nights. Which are the 10 nights? Moreover, almost unanimously, the Mufassirin agreed that it is the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah, which will be starting from next week, Thursday night or Friday night, according to the sighting of the moon. So these are very, very valuable nights, that they are of Ashhur-e-Hurum in the first place. Then Allah particularly takes qasam of them. So we should be, just before that, Fajr, the Fajr namaz. And some ulama have written that the Fajr, yeah, is referred to the Fajr of the first of Muharram. That is when the new Islamic month starts. It is the Fajr of that month that is referred to, that is now the new Islamic year is going to start. That also should bring to our conscience that we are Muslims and we should be conscious and we should follow the Islamic calendar. But by and large, we are totally unmindful of the Islamic calendar. We are Muslims, but we follow the Western calendar. How sad it is. and good, good people, and our good occasions, we only refer to the English date, and Islamic date as if it does not exist. We should be very particular about that. On one occasion, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Hardoi, a letter that he had received, and there was no Islamic date. So he said that there is an Islamic institution, a Darul Uloom, that has written, and they don't write the Islamic date, then from who can we hope in the world is going to uphold the Islamic date? And he said, I also think that had you written the Islamic date, you should have written it under the English date, which also shows our priorities. Even if we write the Islamic date, we write it under the English date. We should write actually only the Islamic date. Where necessary, write the English date, but write it below the Islamic date. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So this refers to either that, or it refers to the Fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah. So that also shows the great value of that. Some ulama have narrated from Sahaba that it refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid. So that shows that that Fajr is so important. Then, walayalin ashr, the 10 nights. By and large, all accept that it is the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah that are being referred to. And that they are of Ashhar-e Hurum, that Allah is taking qasam upon them, so how great are they not? In the Hadith Sharif it comes that the ibadat of these 10 nights, is every night's ibadat is equal to that of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. Not equal to, better than 1,000 months, which is 83 years and 4 months. That means these 10 nights that are coming, let us not be neglectful. Let us make the ibadah. And the least minimum we should do, make our Isha with Jamaat and Fajr with Jamaat. By that we get the whole night's ibadah sawab. If we read through the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, the whole ruku, then we get make the sawab of making the whole night ibadat. So in that way we can get the sawab, all these the 10 nights, we can get the sawab of 1,000 months. So one night ibadat, 1,000 months. And 1,000 months, how many years is that? How many nights are 1,000 months? 30,000 nights it is. 1,000 times 30,000 nights. One night's ibadat we make, and we get the reward of 30,000. And if Allah give us tawfiq, and we should, it's not difficult. And that is why we endeavor, and it is the system of our akabir, Allah fill their qabr with noor, that they made this 10 days time period, holidays in the madrasa. So that we're not occupied with anything else, we can devote ourselves to the ibadat of Allah. If we devote all the 10 nights to Allah's ibadat, then it will be, not 30,000, 300,000 nights. Every year we can get the ibadat of 300,000 nights ibadat. And it is so simple. Just make Isha with Jamaat, our Fajr with Jamaat. And whatever more we can do, little bit ibadat also. If we can't get up for tahajjud, at least then make 2-4 rakats of tahajjud after we finish our Isha. Our forefathers of Isha, 2 Sunnat Muakkada of Isha, 3 Witr Wajib, and after forefathers of Isha and 2 Sunnat Muakkada, the time of Tahajjud starts. This is the awwal time. The best time is in the last 6th of the night. Nowadays, round about 3, 4 o'clock, till about 5:15, 5:20. So all that, we can make it at night also, and we'll get the sawab of making ibadat in that night. These days, we should try and keep rozas also. So if we keep the rozas, we have to get up for sehri. So make our tahajjud at that time. So we can get all these great rewards easily. So each night reward is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in the 21st Supara, and Tabarakalladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So the whole year we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. If we just pay a little attention, and most of the students are hafiz also, so while going for meals, coming back, on the way easily you can read your Tabarakalladhi, you can read your Alif Lam Mim Sajda. If we feel we haven't got time, we can read it instead of talking all unnecessary things. Talking of the weather, talking of politics, talking of sports, read Quran Sharif. And read these surahs, you get the whole night, the Laylatul Qadr, Ibadat Sawab. So Allah says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the 10 nights. Some ulama of the opinion also, that these 10 nights are these first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. And they are shown their importance is even made more. That the 10 nights which Allah had referred to in the instance of Musa a.s. وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيَالٍ وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ, that the 10 nights which Allah had given to Musa a.s., they were these 10 nights, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So it shows how much more valuable. So these nights are very valuable. Each night's ibadat equals Laylatul Qadr's ibadat. And so easy. And if we should endeavor and make more, there are many people who when from their young age, recorded from 17, 15, they started making Allah's ibadat. And they devoted their nights to Allah's ibadat. They devoted their days to rozas, to jihad in the path of Allah. That must be our aspiration. Not all sports and all fashion and all Western lifestyle, that is not at all our lifestyle. We have missed out the great, beautiful teachings of our deen, and we have opted for shaitaniyat. We have opted for things that lead to Jahannam. How could we, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fall into such terrible holes and such terrible mistakes? So, wal-fajri wal-layalin ashr, wal-shafa, and wal-witr, and the even numbers and the odd numbers. So, which are what is referred to here is the even numbers and the odd numbers. One tafsir is that the even numbers are all the namazes which are in even numbers. Two rakats of Zohar, four of Zohar, four of Asr, and four of Isha. And the odd numbers, the three of Maghrib and the three Witr. So Allah has taken qasam on these namazes. So how valuable these namazes are. According to some traditions, hadith, it comes that washafa, the even, refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah. The 10th, wal-witr, the 9th of Zulhijjah. The 9th of Zulhijjah, which is the greatest day in the Islamic calendar. The greatest day is the Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafat, when the world gathers in Arafat. Allah becomes so happy, the Malaika becomes so happy, people of all walks of life have sacrificed everything and they have come to present themselves here by Allah Ta'ala in the deserts of Arafat. By Jabal-e Rahmat, Allah becomes extremely. So that morning, Allah takes qasam of that morning. What a great morning it is. And one special speciality of the Fajr, of the morning of the 10th of Zulhijjah, that this is the only day in the whole Islamic calendar that hasn't got a night. We know that our day and night is from Maghrib, according to our Islamic calculation. From Maghrib, the night comes first, and then the day comes. So every day has got its night, which comes first, according to Islamic calendar. The West, they have calculated from midnight, middle of the night. There is no change that takes place. They just made the calculation. But from sunset, the whole system changes. And the night comes first, and then the day comes. But the ninth of Zulhijjah, Yom Arafat, there is the only day that has got two nights. The night preceding it, which is the normal system. And yeah, Allah has made an exception that the night after is also the night of the ninth. It's not the night of the tenth. So a haji, if he didn't make wukuf Arafat for whatever reason, on the night, the right time is in the on the morning of the 10th of Zulhijjah. That is the time of Arafat from Zawal time onwards till sunset, till Ghurub. That is the ideal time of the wukuf of Arafat. But if any person did not, and after that, or even after Maghrib, till Subah Sadiq, he goes and make wukuf, his hajj will still be made. Because that night, this is the one day that has got two nights. And the 10th is the day that has got no night. The previous night was the night which is given to the 9th of Zulhijjah. And the coming night is the night of the 11th of Zulhijjah. But so Allah took qasam of this morning. This morning that hasn't got a night, Allah Ta'ala took qasam of that night. So these days are very important. The days are important. The nights are important. All this is just to show how important this period is coming which we are going into. And we should not be unmindful of it. Amongst the regulations of this is a person who intends to make qurbani. And we all should try and observe it. But a person who intends to make qurbani should not take any hair of his body, any nails. He should not pay them, cut them, until his qurbani is made. And this is a similitude, that you are also like outwardly behaving like a muhrim, like a person who is in ihram. People who are in ihram, and the hajis, they will be in ihram. In the most part of the people who do ifrad, all the time they are in ihram. The other people, when they put on the ihram, so it's a similarity with them, that they also are not allowed to cut any hair of theirs, to cut their nails, etc. So though we are not there, we are far away, but at least that, and with that similarity, we should visualize ourselves, think of ourselves, of the people who are in ihram. And we should also think we are also in ihram, a small, mini ihram Allah has given us also. So we from the first of Zulhijjah, whenever before that we don't know when the moon will be sighted. Take into account one day before and not cut our nails, not remove our hair until the qurbani is done. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq also. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرَ, the even night and the odd night. The even, the odd night is the day of Zulhijjah, 10th of 9th of Zulhijjah, Yawm Arafat. And the even day is the day or the 10th of Qurbani. That again just changes the whole scene in the whole world. It's unfortunately we don't see it. But when Qurbani days, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. The days of Qurbani, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala loves nothing more than letting the blood flow of the animals of the Qurbani. Allah just loves that. The malaika all, and all that in the remembrance of how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was 100% prepared to slaughter his son. His young son, very tender age. And Ibrahim alayhi salam at his old age, when he needed his son, Allah commanded, Inni arafil manam, anni azbahuka. Oh Ibrahim, I see, Ibrahim said, I see that Allah has commanded me, I must slaughter you. He said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Immediately he told, do what you are commanded, slaughter me. And he was ready for it. So Allah became so happy that Allah commanded this qurbani to be made till the day of Qiyamah. And in the whole world, not only there in Mina, where Ibrahim alayhi salam went, but in the whole world. So these are great occasions. They should stir in our mind. We are in a complete different world. Today we unfortunately, some soccer World Cup, and as that comes closer, we get excited. Some good alim, he says that now, the theme is going to be plain, and we will have to make sabr and shukr. That when the kafir team playing a haram sport, and when they win, we'll make shukr, when they lose, we'll make sabr. For a mu'min, ordinary Muslim, and for an alim to say such things, it's just mind-boggling. How can somebody say, we should be overtaken, overawed with these wonderful occasions? The 10 days of Zulhijjah which are coming, these 10 days are the greatest days in the Islamic calendar. The greatest night are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest day is the Yom Arafat. And the greatest night is Laylatul Qadr, which comes in Ramadan in the odd night. So Allah has given us this great occasion. So, wal fajri, wal layal in ashr, wal shaf'i, wal watr. And the even and the odd, then either the namazas or either the ninth of Zulhijjah, the 10th. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ. And Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the night when it moves away. That is, the night when it's got finishing, when it's finishing. And this, those people can appreciate who wanted to keep roza. And they got late and the night is gone. Oh, Subah Sadiq, I didn't make my sehri. I couldn't manage my roza today. If it's nafal, faraz, a person will keep even without sehri. The night is gone. Or, like one occasion, Maulana Sulaiman Janji, rahmatullah alayhi, says, as a young boy who had spent some time in Jamaat, in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, tahajjud time, he was running. And he was saying, my tahajjud time is going, my tahajjud time is going, I got delayed. Like a person who knows the value of tahajjud, the du'as, and now 2 minutes left, 3 minutes, I have to make sehri, I'll just drink a sip of water, I have to keep my roza, those who make value of that. So Allah says, Allah is taking qasam of that time. How valuable that time which is getting finished. Your tahajjud time is getting finished. Wal layli idha yasr. And yeah, Allah says, when yasr, is the movement traveling at night. Normally when a person travels at night, it is referring to, but yeah, when the night is traveling, the night is finishing off now. So those are valuable times. As the time of sehri finishes, the time of tahajjud finishes, those last few minutes are so valuable. Allah is taking qasam of those, of that time also. Wal layli idha yasr. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ الَّذِي حِجَرَ. Allah says, is there any value for those people who have got hijr? Hijr, intelligent, that is the actual meaning of it. For those people who have got intelligence, who are the real intelligent people, the ulul albab, these are those people in these 5 things which Allah has taken qasam, they will know the great value. They will pay full attention to it. And the word hijr actually is to prevent. So a person of intelligence prevents himself from any and all types of loss. And daf'i madarrat is before jalbi manfaat. Before you benefit, you want to open a business, before you think of the profits you make, you must make sure you don't suffer any loss in that. The time you are spending in anywhere, that before thinking the time, benefit I'll get in my time I'm spending, let me see if I'm not losing out. You go and see a soccer match, and you spend 2 hours, 1.5 hours to see a soccer match. Cricket, in the 1930s, when Germany was playing a cricket World Cup match, and Hitler, who was the Prime Minister, President of Germany, he also went and see. So after the first day, he asked who won and who lost. So they say nobody won and lost. Match is going to carry on 5 days. Immediately from that day till today, cricket is banned as a national sport in Germany. He say 5 days, the economy of the country will go down. All just watching cricket, somebody throwing a ball, somebody hitting the ball. Like you're throwing a stone, hitting the stone. 5 people running under after that, 50,000 people clapping hands. and other people, 500 people on the television jumping for them. Just did Allah create us for this tomfoolery? So He banned cricket as a, so 5 days you went into that, and you spend it in a wasting of your time like that. And if you don't go and watch that cricket match, or you don't go and watch the soccer match, your time you are giving, what's the score, who won, who lost, etc. All that is a waste of time. So investment of our time. People of intelligence, they prevent all wasting of time. Anywhere. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when I go to the toilet, I don't waste my time also. In the toilet, I clean the jug to make istinja with. I spend my time cleaning the jug. So you have to sit and wait for to relieve yourself. But he says, that time also I don't wait. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person goes to the toilet, then make this muraqabah, just in your mind, not your tongue or anything moving, that this is what I am. I ate the best food, biryani, how nice it was smelling, the roast, whatever the food, delicious, and now my body is just making stool out of it. I drank that wonderful juice, that enjoyable coffee, tea, and just made urine out of it. Is this my value? That whenever anything, it just came in touch with me, this is what I made out of it. The best things and this. So don't waste our time even in the toilet. And where are we? Allah make us maaf. Our good time, not the toilet time, our good time, we wasting it all. So Allah says, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. For people of intelligence will they take that the time of Fajr, the Fajr of the first of Muharram, the Fajr of the 10th of Zulhijjah, every day's Fajr, all namazes which are so valuable, Allah is taking qasam of that, and we don't pay attention. وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالِينَ عَشْرٍ, and the 10 nights of the 10th or the 10 days of Zulhijjah, every night is so valuable. The days that follow the rozas, every day's roza is equal to 1 year's rozas. Of this 10 days that are coming till the 9th, and it is referred, al-aghlab 10 are referred, but it means till the 9th. On the 10th, on the day of Eid, to keep roza is haram. We are not allowed. But the 10 nights roza, 10, 9 days roza, 1 year's roza. And if you keep for the 9 roza, it is for 9 years you kept roza. So easy for us to acquire for akhirat. Where we are going, where we will get it, it will be permanently for us. And we'll get the big namats of Jannah. But we, what makes value to us, rands and cents, dollars, pounds, riyals, dunya's currency makes has value, which we are going to leave behind, which we are making all just fake buildings and fake investments of this dunya. Real life is of the akhirat. So that we should say, وَلَيَالِينَ عَشْرِ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, and the odd namazes with odd rakats, and the namaz with even rakats, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the 10th of Zulhijjah, these are the great things, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرَ, and may qadr, when the night is finishing now, I didn't still do. In the same way, when the day is finishing, I still didn't read my, for example, my Salatu Salam. I still didn't finish my dua. And the time just before sunset is so valuable for dua. Oh, the adhan is going to go just now. And my dua takes me 10 minutes, takes me 15 minutes. I couldn't make my dua. Time is going. So we should be conscious of time, how time is just moving. And time and tide waits for no man. Tide and tide just carries on. So these are the things. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمُ لِذِي حِجَرٍ. For those people of intelligence, they will appreciate this. So from next week, Friday, Saturday, these wonderful 10 days are coming to us. In Allah, make dua, Allah give us good health. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate, and we don't waste a single moment of this time. How many years, 40 years of my life, 50 years of my life, I wasted. I didn't know what the value of these days and nights are. Let us know, and let Allah put that eagerness. I must inform everyone else. My family, I must inform. My friend, I must let everyone know. And I must be eager that everyone is fulfilling this. Our elders in the family, on these days, they should keep on telling the women folk, the family people, you're reading your tasbih, you're reading your takbir. These days, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu, Allah just loves this so much. So these are the things that we should be doing. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.